Damie, President Trump speaks at CPAC today. He will undoubtedly continue to address the proposals being bandied about to do something on guns in the wake of that atrocity in Parkland, Florida last week. He talked about it some yesterday, and we've talked about some of his comments. Wayne LaPierre from the NRA also addressed CPAC yesterday made it clear that he thinks there's a particular agenda that is being advanced by the left and left politicians to try and take full advantage in terms of control from this incident.
In the midst of genuine grief and a very understandable passion, as millions of Americans search for meaningful solutions, what do we find? Chris Murphy, Nancy Pelosi, and more, cheered on by the national media, eager to blame the NRA and call for even more government control. They hate the NRA. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate individual freedom. In the rush of calls for more government, they've also revealed their true selves. The elites don't care not one whit about America's school system and school children. If they truly cared, what they would do is they would protect them. For them, it's not a safety issue. It's a political issue.
And perhaps the same could be said of certain media outlets like CNN that hosted that town hall the other night. Our next guest, Ben Domenech, who is the publisher of The Federalist, Federalist.com, wrote a piece about that town hall that we discussed yesterday, and he joins us now. Ben, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
So you thought from reading your piece that CNN inadvertently did a lot of the NRA's PR for them with that town hall and the way it was conducted. Explain.
You know, since I wrote that piece and since that town hall happened, I've been deluged with emails and responses online that indicated from people that their response to that town hall and to seeing, you know, on television the cheers for banning all semi-automatic weapons, which is obviously the majority of weapons sold today, was to either re-up their membership in the NRA or to join it or to donate to Second Amendment favoring candidates. One of the things that I think that CNN really did here was let's be honest, this was a ratings play.
Oh, yeah. It
CNN,
worked, though.
CNN, it worked. It worked. CNN has been solidly in third place for the past year and a half. Their primetime lineup struggles to make even a million viewers every night, while MSNBC and Fox News routinely break the 3 million mark with shows like Tucker Carlson's. CNN got a 2.9 million viewership for that town hall, which is roughly, you know, it's three times what they normally get in an evening. Jeff Zucker was there in attendance. He's the head of CNN. They spent, I mean, we got the insight on this from Dana Lash, who was, you know, the one sort of representative of the NRA who was in attendance for that town hall. And they spent 2 hours prior to that event going live on the air, ginning up the crowd, playing various videos. The sheriff came out and spoke for 20, 30 minutes. He somehow managed to leave out the various facts that we've since learned in the New York Times reporting and the Miami Herald's reporting, which is that the armed guard who was on the property at the time never went back into the school, that the sheriff's office had been contacted more than two dozen times about the student in question for making threats on social media under his own name to other students, including threats that involved guns, that he had been reported as early as 2 years ago in terms of you know, contacting officers about him making violent threats. This is the sort of situation that absolutely should have been addressed by the law enforcement community there and by the FBI, given the behavior and the reports that were being made. The fact is that our institutions failed us in this instance, that there were regulations and laws that should have prevented this kid from being able to do what he did, and that he should have gotten attention a lot earlier. But to shift all of that blame, there's the approach that is used by these local officials and, frankly, by the media that wants to gin things up and wants to achieve an ideological agenda. You have to shift the focus to the NRA, even though they didn't have anything to do with the situation.
Well, I know that teachers from Parkland, they're reporting back to school today. The students go back on Wednesday. But do you think CNN is exploiting these children, giving them too much power?
You know, one of the things that Dana made in a comment to me yesterday on our podcast, Federalist Radio Hour, was that, you know, just the degree to which these children were surrounded by public relations executives. And, you know, look, I understand it's difficult to be a teenager in America today. It's difficult enough without having to survive something as terrible and as horrifying as a shooting like this. But I do think that in this instance, the media is being very irresponsible in the way that they are dealing with this. They are using these teenagers as shields effectively for an agenda, an ideological agenda that they want to achieve, one that is anti-gun and anti-Second Amendment. And I think that, unfortunately, that puts these kids in a position which, I think is very unfair to them, and which as they grow older, they'll come to understand is one that really is unfair to everyone. You know, look, I have enormous sympathy for everything that they've gone through. You know, anyone who's been through an event that's traumatic, you know, has to be, you know, sort of shook by it, has to be, you know, someone who is going to have to deal with it for the rest of their lives. But, you know, this does not also render you an expert overnight on what solutions exist in order to mitigate these types of situations. You know, you played that quote from Wayne LaPierre. He has been pushing for more than two decades to make the nationwide background check system actually comprehensive. You know, if you look at the previous shootings, such as the one in Texas, that was a situation where, had all the information been available, the shooter in question would not have been able to purchase a gun because of his various previous convictions. In Charleston, in those shootings, that situation as well, the shooter would not have been able to purchase a gun because of the reported felony case that was against him at the time. There are numerous situations here where, frankly, the institutions that we have set up, the rules that we already have, the laws that we already have on the books, are failing us, and that basic level of incompetence needs to be addressed. And something that I think we need to look at before we ever take the step of saying, well, we need new laws, we need new regulations. Let's try to make the ones that we already have work.
Well, right, and you've had Governor Scott, Florida Governor Rick Scott, call for Christopher Wray's resignation, among some others who have made a similar call. You had the Broward County Sheriff Israel yesterday speaking about this deputy sheriff that was on site that you mentioned and didn't go into the school, who has subsequently retired immediately rather than face disciplinary action. He's got two more deputy sheriffs that are on desk duty because of failure to follow protocols in responding to all of those calls that the sheriff's department got. What about the sheriff himself in Broward County, who seems to be a bit of a media darling right now, but it seems like he was operating a sheriff's office where a lot of people made terrible judgment calls that ultimately he has to answer for?
It's astounding in retrospect that he was sitting on that stage on CNN and never got asked any questions about this. I mean, it's just really, it's shocking. I mean, it's one of these situations where, you know, immediately the question should be, was law enforcement doing their jobs? These are people who work for us, who are supposed to serve and protect and defend us in these situations, in exactly the kind of situations these students found them in. And at every level, from the bottom of the armed guard who was there to the top, in terms of responding to these various reports, this looks like a sheriff's office that was just not living up to its obligations and not serving the people the way that they ought to. Look, my sympathy goes out to everyone who wears a badge and has to go into harm's way and has to go into major situations. But this is what you are paid to do. Mm-hmm. This is the job we ask you to do. And if you are not willing to do it, and if you are incompetent in doing it, then you should quit. Because mm-hmm. that's the sort of situation where we need you to live up to this. Otherwise, kids die.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's
almost
something that I think we...
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
It's almost mind-boggling. I mean, there was a good guy there with a gun, but he hid. And I want to see the video, and I hope to goodness that that Sheriff Israel releases the video. Do you think he will? Because yesterday he was kind of iffy on it.
Yeah, he did seem iffy on it, and I think that he needs to, and I think the demand needs to come from the community, the locality there that obviously, that he represents, in order to have him release the video. Look, it doesn't matter if there's a good guy with a gun there if the good guy turns out to be a coward. And
It turns out there's some symmetry here, right? Guns don't kill people. Predators do with guns. And also, guns don't defend people from predators. Good people with guns do.
Yes, exactly. And I realize it's harsh to term someone who I do not know and don't relate to in any way as a coward. But in that instance, you have to ask yourself, and here's the thing, you have to prepare yourself for this before it happens. I mean, I've had experience close to various terrorist attacks. My family was all in Washington on 9/11, near the Pentagon. This has been a stone's throw away from me. I was on Capitol Hill the day of the shooting many years ago in Tom DeLay's office. And you have to, if you have proximity to these events, it just makes you think, what would I do in that instance? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I think we all need to understand about these shootings. There's not going to be a panacea here. There's not going to be a law, a rule that we can, even if you repealed the Second Amendment tomorrow and grabbed guns from every American, something that is completely idiotic to propose and will never happen. You know, the reality is that there is no one solution that you can just do that will eliminate school shootings in this instance. And so that means that I think we all have to sit down and think to ourselves, what would I do in that situation? And I think that we have to steel ourselves for that moment so that when it comes, we are prepared to deal with it.
And this clearly morning, that sheriff's deputy this morning has had so many threats that apparently he's being protected by the people he used to work with, and they're protecting his house. But before we let you go, Ben, I just wanted to ask how your father-in-law is doing, Senator John McCain.
You know, he's doing well. I was in Phoenix last weekend. I mean, and in Sedona and his ranch for 4 days. And he's his old self. He's very sharp mentally. He's not where he wants to be physically, just in terms of going through physical therapy and everything related to that. But his treatment is going well, and he appreciates greatly all of the expressions of support that he's been receiving from people from across the country, from all walks of life, over the past several weeks. He really is in good spirits, and he's getting very good care out there, and hopes to be back in Washington soon.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. He is Ben Domenech. He is the publisher of The Federalist, thefederalist.com. You can read his one of his latest pieces, CNN's Insane Anti-Gun Town Hall Will Only Help the NRA. Ben, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
And he joined us on our turnkey.pro answer line.